Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Corton Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Toward the close of the game, Wisconsin had not swept a regular season series against Michigan State in 20 years. Well, they swept them this season, winning in East Lansing in December and winning by 15 points tonight, 81-66. I've got to be honest, I didn't see a 15-point game coming tonight.
I did not. I thought this was going to be a 3 or 4 point type game. But you know what? What allowed Wisconsin to do that? A, they got great shots, but they didn't settle. They weren't settling for cheap tricks all night. A lot of inside points, close to 50% of their production from the paint, but they didn't let the Michigan State get downhill. There wasn't a lot of exercise towards the basket, and that's what got them beat in a lot of these games.
Yeah, they were just flat and nasty tonight. Ooh. Wisconsin, both ends of the floor, getting it inside, shooting at a high clip, getting 9 threes to go down, including 3 for A.J. Storr, and the defensive effort about as good as we've seen all year against a team that came in feeling pretty good about things. You know, they had won 3 in a row, the Spartans 8 out of 10. But the Badgers, they're showing people that they're real.
They are real, and I do love the adjustment. When they come off of a loss, they have something to learn. It is unbelievable to see the adjustment every time. There's never a lag in that learning, and that has to make Coach Gard and the coaching staff really impressed.
All right, Badgers a winner tonight, 81-66, the biggest margin of victory for Wisconsin against the Spartans since 2011. Dominant performance by the home team tonight, 81-66, the Badgers over the Spartans. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Michigan State tonight 81-66. A.J. Storr with 28 points, one shy of his career high at 29 back in December against Chicago State. Steven Crow tonight, you mentioned it, Charlie, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, no turnovers, a block. He was awfully good. And Tyler Wall, his 100th win, by the way, for Tyler Wall as a Wisconsin Badger. Here's another deal where the stat line doesn't really tell you a ton. 6 points, he had 6 rebounds in this game, had a steal, and his defense was just mean.
It was just mean. You said it at the end, nasty. Like, yeah. Nasty's the only word for that, and he was so aggressive. I felt like he was everywhere, and that's probably what Michigan State felt like. They're like, did we clone Tyler Wall out there tonight? Because he was everywhere.
Yeah, he was. Connor Esiejan off the bench, he had 8 points for Wisconsin. Max Klesman also with 6 points, joining Wall at a half dozen. John Blackwell with 5 of 4 for Chucky Hepburn. That tells you nothing. What he did tonight, we'll get into that more a little bit later. He was terrific, is what we're trying to say. Carter Gilmore with 3 points, 2 assists for Gilly in this game. Michigan State led by A.J. Hogard. He had 19. Malik Hall with 13. Tyson Walker, who averages nearly 20 a game, was held to 11. 4 of 14 shooting for Walker. Jaden Akins ends up with 10. 6 for Jackson Kohler. 5 for Xavier Booker. And 2.7 rebounds for Marty Sissoko as the Badgers win it 81-66. More to come. We'll check out what's ahead. It would be the Nissan Out-of-Town Scoreboard. This is a standalone game in the top 25. We'll have more in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Safe travels.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE. Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I don't blame you.
Post-game show continues. We were just joking with the TV crew, Brandon Gauden and LaFonso Ellis as they were wolfing down the cheese curds. Didn't pass it along to us, but that's okay. That's all right.
That's all right.
Badgers a winner over Michigan State tonight, 81-66. I was showing you this, you know, during the game about, you know, LaFonso Ellis being here tonight. Great guy, by the way. But in a recent game on FS1, they were flashing up the top five picks in the 1992 NBA draft. LaFonso Ellis was the fifth overall pick. How about 1 through 4? Shaq, Alonzo Mourning, Christian Laettner, and Jim Jackson in LaFonso Ellis. College basketball was kind of good then.
It was okay.
It was really good. But anyway, we get diverted here. Wisconsin a winner tonight, 81-66. No out-of-town scoreboard. This is a standalone game, not just in the Big Ten, but in the top 25. So a really good showcase for this Wisconsin program here tonight, Charlie. I mean, there's, you know, people wondering, how good are they really? Well, I think we found out, you know, their good is really, really good.
Yeah, and it's starting to level up. We were talking about that during the game, that, like, every time they have something they don't do well, they adjust rapidly, which is so much maturity and also the ability to hear what you did wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not easy to hear. But these guys are not only just adjusting in little ways. That defense was suffocating, and that was not just a message, that was a thunder of a message to everybody in the United States that Wisconsin's real, Wisconsin's getting up there, and do not test them because they're on all levels.
Yeah, long way to go, as we know, but man, you're sitting here 8-1 at Wisconsin, 16-4 overall, and yeah, I think they served a little notice to those who have been a little skeptical of this team. Its best is really good. Coming up tomorrow in the Big Ten, big day on the schedule. Nebraska will be at Maryland. Nebraska will be the next opponent for Wisconsin. The Huskers have been great at home, been the opposite on the road. They'll take on the Terps, 11 a.m. Central Time. Indiana is at Illinois. Iowa is at Michigan. Minnesota at Penn State. Northwestern on the home court against Ohio State. And then on Sunday, you've got Purdue at Rutgers. Purdue will be the next home opponent for the Badgers a week from Sunday. So they got Purdue twice. Yep. So business picks up, but they took care of their business here in the month of January.
They really did, and it's a great way to gain momentum to get into, I think, one of the toughest months, which is February. Mm-hmm. It's shortest, but it's the toughest because you're now into full school travel, all the things that are going to come along with this, and this takes a mentality of a team that you really just got to bear down and have a lot of grit.
All right, next up, we mentioned the Huskers on Thursday night, and that will tip at 7:30 Central Time down in Lincoln. 81-66, Wisconsin defeats Michigan State. More to come as we continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it, and thanks for shopping locally.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Rolling on with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Michigan State tonight, 81-66. Lots to choose from for our call of the game. We'll go to the one of the last shots of the game, and then we'll backtrack because of what he brought to the party. Here is our call of the game. Shot clock at 8. Hepburn, left side, throwing to Crowell. Back to Chucky. Left corner, 3. Good night! Hepburn with a 3 from the corner. 15-point lead, Wisconsin. And Greg Gard using a timeout. He's going to get some subs on the floor. That was the one field goal for Hepburn tonight. He scored 4 points. And as we've said multiple times, I really didn't tell you anything about what he did. He had 2 assists, 1 turnover, 3 steals. Another guy who was just mean defensively tonight.
Man, he just took anybody he had to match up. It didn't matter if it was Walker, if it was Aiken. It didn't matter. They couldn't get their normal shots. And you saw it by the end. Walker was flipping stuff up, falling away, because that was all that was left.
Yeah, 14 shots to get his 11 points. 4 for 14 was Tyson Walker tonight. Michigan State is it's a productive offense. Their number is very similar to Wisconsin. Yeah. But tonight held to 66 points and just 42% shooting, 25 of 60. They were 6 of 4 from the arc, so they were making some threes, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. Wisconsin tonight ends up 51% from the field, ended up about 47% in the second half after a blistering first half. 9 of 25 from downtown, 14 of 19 for the foul line. How about this? Charlie, you were pointing this out during the game, what Wisconsin was doing on the glass, plus 10 for Wisconsin on the glass. And again, second chance points, that was a big factor for Wisconsin in the game, in game one, 19-8. Tonight it was 17-9, favored the Badgers.
Yeah, and that... Not a lot of teams do that against a Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin, again, it goes back to what we said earlier. Just every part of this was nasty. If they play with this kind of energy, I think you get a taste of something like this. Like, look how capable we are of doing these things to teams like that. That's going to spur that energy and that excitement for the next game.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
Just build that rhythm.
Yeah, you always figure that the old line, you hear it in football a lot, pack your defense when you go on the road. If you, this team can if it can defend at or near this level, it gives itself that much better a chance, home or road, no matter who they're playing.
Well, it proves what you learned on the road, you can do it again. So do it again, right? Like, mm-hmm. just repeat that same system. So I think they're going to go into Nebraska with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game. Wisconsin took care of business against the Huskers in game one. But as we have said multiple times, Nebraska on the home floor, well, it hasn't lost in Big Ten play on the home floor, sitting at 5-0 and 13-1 in Lincoln overall. We'll take one more break, and then we'll hear from Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're not going to be less aggressive. Let's be a little wiser on our shot choice. And I thought tonight he didn't take many bad ones at all. And you got to let a guy like that when he can fill the bucket up, let him go a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. He is a bucket. You mentioned blockouts. You guys, plus 10 on the glass overall against Michigan State, and your second chance points, really. I mean, teams don't do this to Michigan State. You guys a couple times now.
Yeah, I mean, we're physical. We're deep. We're big, obviously. And I think the biggest thing is the depth. You know, I can play guys. Nolan Winter's growing by the minute, you know, in terms of how he's still figuring out some things in ball screens. But I always known he's got some fight to him, even though he doesn't weigh enough yet or not strong enough. But he's going to scrap with you a little bit. And Gilmore's the same way, and Ilver's the same way when he's in practice. And, you know, even Chris Hodges. I flipped his jersey the other day. Man, I don't know if you were in practice. And, hey, he's – you never know. So keep getting better, and that's the neat part about this group is they don't care individually. They just want to make sure the team has success, and that's what makes them fun to coach.
So you got the month of February coming up. A chance for these guys to get off their feet.
Yeah,
for
we got a couple days. We need it. We need it. We've been on a pretty consistent run here of games every 3 days. So we need a little bit. You know, obviously going to be a bit before Kamari's back, but the other guys too. Just the, you know, we've been playing. You know, we've had tough games and great competition, and guys have been playing 30 minutes. So we need a couple days here just kind of
you know, recharge a little bit, refresh, get our feet on the ground here in the second semester and get back after it on Monday.
Yeah, give yourself a breather. Enjoy it. Appreciate it.
You bet. Always. We will. All right, thanks, guys.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us as Wisconsin defeats Michigan State tonight, 81-66. Your kind of game, man. Just hanging around, going nose to nose, and Badgers are
still excited. I might go home and lift some weights or something right now.
I thought you were going to Lucky's.
Okay, a beer and then some
there
weights.
There you go. Attaboy. Nah, appreciate it. It was fun. We'll look forward to it.
Always a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for joining us once again here tonight. 81-66, the Badgers defeating Michigan State here tonight. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Austin Wolkin back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us next Thursday night as the Badgers travel to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
She's great in it, but it's a very showy, over-the-top performance. You know, she does these crazy things with her body. She's sort of like, without getting too much into, basically playing like a Frankenstein monster, sort of. And so it's totally wild and different. Whereas Lily Gladstone, you know, she just does so much just by sitting there. And it tends to be that the Oscars will, you know, I heard somebody say that the award should be for most acting, not best acting. And
that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm rooting for Lily, but I have a feeling Emma Stone might win that one.
Yeah, that's tough. Cause I mean, just because she's the first Native American, I'm kind of pulling for her, although I have not seen Emma Stone. So it is, unfortunately, has nothing to do with ethnicity or history, but okay, so Rob, you have, I am most looking forward to your review of a movie that is coming out soon. Say it along with me, Roadhouse. What do you think?
I think they released the trailer this week. And let's be honest, it looks pretty great. I mean,
it does.
Jake Gyllenhaal, I believe, is in the Patrick Swayze role playing, and, is Conor McGregor the MMA fighter the bad?
Yeah,
MMA
that kind of that bothers.
I don't know. The thing is, I don't think it's going to be released in theaters. I think it's going to be on Amazon Prime, and it's like that is such a missed opportunity. What a great popcorn movie!
Totally,
to go watch Roadhouse.
Yeah. Absolutely, that movie is made for theaters. Absolutely. Hey, Rob, can you hang for just a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. We got more with Rob Thomas coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury has decided former President Trump should pay E. Jean Carroll over $83 million in defamation damages. Outside the courthouse, Trump attorney Alina Habba said they weren't allowed to put on the defense they wanted.
Everybody's a right to defend themselves when they are wrongfully accused and to be able to say, I didn't do it.
The judge says it's standard practice that in the penalty phase, the defense cannot relitigate issues already decided. A previous jury found Mr. Trump did sexually assault Carroll and did defame her. Mr. Trump plans to appeal. His rival for the Republican presidential nomination, Nikki Haley, calls Mr. Trump a flawed candidate. A Trump campaign spokesman calls Haley a bird brain. The Biden administration approves sale of F-16 fighter jets to Turkey following the Turkish government's ratification of Sweden's membership in NATO. A mixed Friday finish to another winning week for Wall Street's major indexes. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Milwaukee Friday to talk about the economy, which is defying expectations. New data from the Commerce Department shows GDP shot up 3.3% from October to December.
We have an economy that has been growing at a good, healthy pace. I see no reason why that can't continue. I think 2024 is going to be a very good economic year.
Yellen speaking with ABC News. The State Department of Natural Resources is warning people to be safe on the ice as warm temperatures and rain weaken the ice. While Wisconsin saw bitter cold quickly freeze lakes earlier this month, temperatures around the state have been above freezing all last week. The DNR says to wear proper clothing like a life jacket and carry a stick or rod with you to check the ice before you step foot on it. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid 30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. It's 34 right now.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Here's show host Todd Allbaugh with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Welcome back. Tonight's question, what is your favorite winter movie? Rob Thomas, who is with us now, says Fargo. I say Groundhog Day. And this would not be an episode of Nightlight if Conrad's mom hadn't weighed in. Would you have known this, Conrad?
I looked at it already, and I didn't think that was her favorite winter movie.
From the 920, Paula, her favorite winter movie is The Chronicles of Narnia. Chronicles of Narnia. That's a good one.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, totally. Have you seen that, Rob?
I haven't seen that one. I read the book a long time ago. I forgot that was set in the winter. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So we were talking about Roadhouse. Does it bother you at all, Rob, that with the remake, they've obviously made some deal with the UFC because Jake Gyllenhaal plays an ex-UFC fighter. Like, they could have just made him an MMA fighter. Maybe the UFC helped finance it. I don't know what the deal is, but that just doesn't sit well with me for some reason.
You think that violates the sanctity of Roadhouse?
Well done. Yeah, it's... You know what's funny is, like, I've learned that when I bring that movie up, the Pat Swayze classic, it's just campy. It's like you can't take it seriously, but some people do. Oh, that was a great movie. It's like, no, it was fun. It was entertaining, but you can't put it up there as a great movie. I feel like it's more campy now because Conor McGregor, I think, is just kind of a clown sometimes, like a great fighter.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't know. That part of it just – and honestly, casting Conor McGregor – who's going to have a showdown with Jake Gyllenhaal in the movie. Is anyone buying that Gyllenhaal is going to come out on top?
I don't know. He did a movie called Southpaw. Do you remember that movie a few years ago?
Yeah,
Jake Gyllenhaal played a boxer. He got jacked for that movie. Like, it was shocking.
Right.
Not a great boxing movie, but he got absolutely, yeah.
He's jacked for this, but
yeah,
that
yeah.
doesn't always mean, I mean.
No.
I remember looking at a Time magazine cover when Jerry Cooney and Sylvester Stallone were on the cover, and Stallone looked like more of a boxer and he was cut and everything. Cooney looked like he was serving donuts somewhere, but you know who's going to win that. You know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
Conor McGregor. So anyway.
I have high hopes. I mean, you know.
Are you going to review that one?
I might actually. Okay. Yeah. If I get a chance. I'm, you know. There's something gloriously cheesy about the original right. that you just can't replicate in 2024, I think. You know,
I agree. It's like yeah. Patrick Swayze's line, I think he said when she's stitching him up, the cute doctor who's there in the middle of the night in a small town hospital, he says, is it pain don't hurt or something like that? Or some
right,
classic,
right.
classic Swayze. Hey, also, Rob, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. We played some clips from The Sting earlier because it's Paul Newman's birthday today. Do you have a favorite Paul Newman film?
I saw there was a conversation on social media. What was your first Paul Newman movie? I got to go back to, I remember watching The Sting as a kid, like, and also Butch and Sundance. Like, those two movies with him and Robert Redford, I think, are just incredibly rewatchable classics. I think The Sting is not as well known, maybe as Bush and Sundance is today. Great con movie, you know, super entertaining. And then, I mean, more recently, I was a huge fan of Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
great gangster movie, and Paul Newman plays the crime boss and. A young Daniel Craig is sort of his slimy son, and it's Jude Law is in it. He plays this sort of skeevy talker. Just a great movie. That's definitely one I want to revisit.
Me too.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, one of our texters earlier said Paul Newman had swagger, and I could not have agreed more. But it was like he didn't even try. Like one of those guys
right.
that just, and this from text from the 608, Rico says, cool hand Luke. And we talked about that earlier too. He just says, I bet I can eat 50 eggs. And he just had like a way of talking and he's just so great.
I don't even remember seeing him like dressed up. Like every picture of him, he's like in a white t-shirt and,
right.
You know, or the prison garb. It looks great every time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And although in The Sting, he's dressed up and he cleans up well too.
That's true. Right.
Look pretty good in the suit.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else did I want to? Oh, how about Oppenheimer too? Let's go back to the Oscars because I want to get your opinion on just maybe a quick fun Rob Thomas pick, and I can do one too, and maybe we can chat about those after the Oscars. But
sure,
what Oppenheimer 13? Are you surprised? I mean, I liked Oppenheimer a lot, but that's, I think 14 is the record, like Titanic and All About Eve. 13 Oscar nominations. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm kind of not surprised because it's one of those movies where, like, the technical achievements, you know, your sound mixing, your sound editing, your visual effects is incredible. But then so are all, like, the performances. Like, I think you and I talked, like every 3 minutes there would be, like, a new actor walking on screen. It's like, oh, my God, it's that guy. And he's great, you know. I'm not – yeah, I mean, that's the one I'm probably I am picking for Best Picture. I think because it is such a juggernaut. You know, I don't know how it will do in the acting categories, but I definitely think it's going to take a lot of those technical ones and then Best Picture and Best Director.
That would be really weird if almost more strange if Barbie won Best Picture over Oppenheimer somehow, because I think everybody is thinking that Oppenheimer is kind of the odds on favorite, but.
They do sometimes split. I've noticed split between Best Picture and Best Director. So
yeah,
I mean, who knows? More that would be wild. You'd
think. Yeah. Okay. So let's go through these categories. If you don't mind, we'll do a,
sure.
So Best Picture, you think Oppenheimer?
Yeah. Put me down.
All right. I kind of want to do something different just because, you know what, here's what I'm going to do, Rob. I'm going to say Anatomy of a Fall. Because that seems like a critic star. And I think the last time you were on, I had just seen it and I liked it enough, but not, I don't get the crazy hype around it. So
yeah,
that could be like a concession prize between sort of, we're not going to go Barbie or Oppenheimer. So I'll just say Anatomy of a Fall to be different, I guess.
Okay. I'll take it. Yeah. I mean, there's that, they talk about, like, you know, votes get split and like a third movie sneaks in. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. Best actress, Emma Stone, Lily Gladstone, Annette Bening, Carey Mulligan, and Sandra Huller.
Oh, Carey Mulligan was really good too. In Maestro. She was the best thing in Maestro. I think I'm still going to go, are we doing want to win or would win? We think we'll win.
Let's do, we think we'll win.
Probably. I'm going to say Emma Stone, even though I want Lily Gladstone to win. I mean, Stone versus Stone.
Yeah, right. I'm going to say, I'll say Lily.
Okay.
So best actor, Paul Giamatti, Brad Cooper, Coleman Domingo, Killian Murphy, or Jeffrey Wright. Killian?
I think it's a hard K.
I think it is Killian. Too, but I've heard people recently.
Oh, I don't know. Now I don't know. Now that I'm saying that, now it sounds like I've heard. Yeah, I think it's a hard K.
Let's just say Murphy.
But if he calls in, I'll correct myself.
I dare him to call in.
Yeah. I would have said Killian Murphy for playing Oppenheimer for most of the year. I kind of now think it's Paul Giamatti. I think because he's just been so good for so long. And that's a movie that, I mean, that's a role that's just perfect for him. And that movie, I think, like, that's the movie I would recommend to anybody, you know, of all the 10 Best Picture nominations. Yeah. Like, it's just such a good, enjoyable movie.
I have to see that. I have not seen The Holdovers. I'm waiting because it's like everyone says it's a great family movie, but I can't align everybody to watch it. So I'm just going to have to fight.
It's on one of the streamers. It's like on, Peacock or Paramount. One of the ones you probably don't have, like Peacock or Paramount Plus, but it's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Best director. I got Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, and Zone of Interest. And some of the directors, I don't know how to pronounce their names, so I'm not even going to try.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not good to bet against Scorsese because people do wonder, you know, I mean,
this could be his last.
He's got to...
Yeah.
He already says he's working on another one about Jesus Christ. He's got the next one lined up.
Yeah. I meant last Oscar. Oh, that's true. If he's doing a movie about Jesus, that might be nominated.
Yeah.
As well.
Right. I think I got to go Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer.
I'm going to do it too. Yeah. All right. Best supporting actor. Mark Ruffalo, Robert De Niro, Robert Downey Jr., Sterling K. Brown, or Ryan Gosling?
I gotta go Robert Downey Jr., I think.
Really?
Just because, like he's a great actor, but like all we know of him for the last decade is Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then you see him in that movie and he's like, oh, that's right. Before Iron Man, like, he was this great actor, this great character point. Actor.
Yeah, yeah. Great point. Okay. I'm going to go Robert De Niro. Just play the. Yeah. Well, although I haven't seen Poor Things, but for now I'll say De Niro.
Mark Ruffalo's funny in that, but I don't think he's going to win. Yeah.
Okay. Best supporting actress, America Ferrera, Danielle Brooks, Divine Joy Randolph, Emily Blunt, or Jodie Foster?
I think Divine Joy Randolph for Holdovers. Okay. She's really, really good in it. And
I'll have to say America Ferrera because I think Barbie's got to win something.
Good choice.
And then adapted screenplay. Not one of the more popular categories, but since I have a writing background, I'm going to ask. American Fiction, Zone of Interest, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
It's interesting that Barbie's in that category. Like, what is being adapted there? Like,
I know a doll, right? Yeah, exactly.
Like, I didn't. Like, I have daughters. Like, I didn't read the back of a Barbie box and think that would make a great movie.
You got to turn this into 120 pages.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a toughie. That's a toughie. I'm going to say Barbie. What the heck? Because then Greta Gerwig wins, right? So
you know what? Great point. I'm going to say Barbie too. I'm going to ride your coattails on that one. Best original screenplay: The Holdovers, May, December. Haven't seen it. Past Lives. Haven't seen it. Anatomy of a Fall or Maestro.
Ooh, a lot of people like Past Lives.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the only one it really has a shot at, because it's not going to get Best Picture. I'm going to say Past Lives. But that's a good category.
I'm going to go outside the box, and even though I don't think it was, I think this will be a tip of the hat to Leonard Bernstein. So I'm going to say Maestro, even though, you know, maybe it'll win something. I don't know. All right, cool. I'm going to hold on to these, and then we can circle back after the Oscars. I hope I don't have to wait that long to talk to you, but at least I have it on ice. My last question for you, Rob, are you going to watch Farmer Wants a Wife?
Is that a reality show?
Where does Fox come up with these names? Like, you're inundated with them too. If you watch sports, it's Farmer Wants a Wife. That's the new.
Well, what happened to like Joe Millionaire and Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire? You know, I feel like like women have dropped their standards. Reality romance shows.
Yeah, all these farmers are probably actors anyway. I mean, come on.
That's true. They're all pretty hunky. Yeah. I might be giving a miss on that.
But, all right. Yeah. I'll keep you posted. I'll watch it. I'll take one for the team.
Nice.
All right. Well, hey, so much fun. Thanks so much, Rob. Great to talk to you and catch up. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely, Pete. Thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy. Have a good night. That's Rob Thomas from the Capital Times entertainment reporter. Always fun. We got another text here from the 920. Up, Conrad's dead.
Yep.
The Shining, another one for The Shining. Jack Nicholson at his finest in the prime of his acting career. That, my favorite, you could talk to your dad about this, Conrad. My favorite scene in The Shining is when Jack Nicholson's in the bathroom and the bathroom attendant is so creepy and they're having this weird conversation. And in the background is the song Midnight with the Stars in You, which is a great song. But yeah, very creepy in a winter movie. I went Feel Good, Conrad. I went Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I was thinking Feel Good too. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, that's a great one too.
It's so good.
And then we got movies like Alive, The Shining, all these. Tommy Boy was a good one. That's a good. Your Aunt Carla liked that one. So, all right. So we got some NBA news very quickly. Breaking. Lay it on us, buddy.
Oh yeah, Luka on the Mavs, point guard for them, dropped 73 points. Tonight, 73.
Not a bad outing.
Ties for the fourth most points in a game ever.
That's awesome. 73 points more than I've ever scored in a game. Hey, and when we come back, we're going to talk about axe throwing. You can't miss this. It's a great way to finish the show. Axe throwing is next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE. Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke, on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back. Like the Nightlight on this lovely Friday evening here in the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from the City Deck Studios here in Green Bay. From WGBW. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, helping me nightlight. Getting my nightlight on, as the kids say, whatever we, however we want to say that. Is that what the kids say, Conrad? Getting my nightlight on?
I think I'm still a kid, and I don't say that.
Okay, you don't say If you could have some suggestions for me by the end of the show, what the kids are saying, that would help me. Maybe our next guest can help me. His name is Matthew Gray, and he is the general manager of Flannel Jacks in Madison, and he joins us now on Nightlight. Matthew, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Great to, thanks for taking the time out. I imagine Friday nights where you work are quite busy. Tell us, first of all, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about what you do there at Flannel Jacks. I've been teasing it the whole show with axe throwing, and it's not really a tease. That is kind of what you do.
Nice. Pretty much to a T what we do. We take, axes and just throw them at targets. Our goal is to bring out your inner lumberjack, you know, while you're here with us, and, you know, make sure you're having a great time.
Yeah, totally. So when you say throw axes at targets, you mean in a sports sense, not an anger sense.
Well, I mean, everyone's a little different. Some sure. people like to throw it, maybe they want to bring in a picture and throw it a picture.
Well, that was my question. Yeah. It sounds like a fun thing to do for groups or couples, but I was going to ask you if you've ever seen couples arguing and then realize, oh my God, they're holding axes. That's not good. I'll take that as a no. Okay. So tell us a little bit about, like, if people go to a Flannel Jacks, what is the experience like from when they walk in the door to while they're there?
So pretty much we're traditional, as you know, as far as axe throwing goes. We don't have any of the fancy high-tech gizmos and gadgets. Pretty much we're just looking for a fun, social, obviously extreme time while you're here. Each facility is slightly different, but the one in Madison, again, we go with more of a rock vibe. Our goal is to have you sicking bullseyes before you're leaving and maybe hopefully hitting a perfect game or getting a time up on the board. So that way, we can recognize you for 2024 and then maybe roll you over into 2025 as one of our top throwers.
Oh, that's interesting. So you told me the other day when I first talked to you that it was a little bit like darts. How does the scoring go? Like you're throwing an actual axe at a target, and I assume it's how close you get and that kind of stuff, but how do you do the scoring for that?
So for us, we're very beginner focused. So we're right now thinking about doing a little change on the board, but typically anything, you have a bullseye in the middle. We call them money shots. They're different, you know, everywhere you go. But those are our big high scores. So depending on the games you're playing, the larger ones are typically you're going for four bullseyes and then you're throwing that fifth one at that money or kill shot, which is what they call it in the big leagues. True high score would be 50 points, but let's be honest, not a lot of people can do that.
Do you have a lot of repeat customers? Like people, are there leagues, that kind of thing, or repeat customers? How does that work?
We have some repeat customers. They, you know, they, you know, it's definitely, you get in that, that adrenaline rush, you know, throwing an axe at a board.
Sure.
We haven't, really, we've had like one attempt at a league before. Our goal is to get a few new ones, more beginner leagues. Sundays, more of a kind of like a drop in kind of league. So you're not like fully committed, but you want to come and enjoy the experience. We're going to be bringing those coming Sundays down the road here.
Nice. Okay. And how much does it cost? How much, and is it like a time thing?
Typical, or? Like say you're just throwing for an hour, about $25, 2 hours, 40. There's group rates when you get into larger groups. The facility we have is set up for groups. Like you have a bigger, you have a court instead of a lane. So again, you're already starting off with more people throwing at once than you would at most facilities out there.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That's not too, that's actually really reasonable, I would think. $25 for an hour. $25 for a chance at a serious injury. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Are you pretty good at it? Have you done it?
Oh, I've picked it up. Yeah. You know, I don't have that many perfect games, only like four or so right now, but you know, it's some people are naturals and some people take just a little more time. So
yeah, totally.
I'm not a natural.
Okay. Do you know where this started? Like I was kind of fascinated because it's one thing to bowl or throw darts, but like, does this date back like to the 1800s to like Daniel Boone? When did axe throwing start and how did it start? If you know?
Yeah, I don't know the exacts there. This isn't like dodgeball where they're throwing severed heads, but, I'm sure you know, falls back into that category. But it's been a pretty big craze, you know, way before, the whole pandemic days. And, I think it's picking up, cause you know, they have the World Axe League and, you know, you got some ranked people out there. I think, there was a tournament where, yeah, I think even the number 12 was throwing somewhere in Wisconsin.
Wow. No kidding. All right. Well, that's now the other thing I have to ask is there alcohol involved?
We do. So shockingly, you know, you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't think mixing axes and alcohol is, the brightest idea, but it works out sometimes. Everybody's a little different. Maybe sometimes it takes the edge off and you're a little more, you know, focused in.
Yeah.
But again, they're with moderation, obviously.
Sure. Absolutely. I would think that like it'd be like shooting pool, like where you just have enough alcohol to get in the zone, maybe with axe throwing too. And then once you pass a certain threshold, it's all bets are off. But
For sure.
Yeah. All right, Matthew. So thanks so much for your time tonight. Where can people get tickets or learn more? Do you have a website or something?
So pretty much if you go, you know, you could just Google in Flannel Jax.
Okay.
That's J-A-X. And then our website, you can book them right there online or just walk in, you know.
Fantastic. And you're located where in Madison? Where about?
We're on the west side. Okay. So if anyone's familiar with the Westtown Mall, we're just off of hold on, bear with me.
That's
here.
Okay. No, and the Google works too. They could find it. I'm sure you're probably one of the only few.
So we're on Watts Road, basically just off of Gammon.
Perfect. Well, I continued success, my friend, and be careful there. Thanks for joining us tonight on Nightlight.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, you got it. That's Matthew Gray, the general manager of Flannel Jax in Madison. I'd like to thank all my guests tonight, Terry Barr, Rob Thomas. Thanks as always for your texts. And we will see you back here Monday. Rachel Manick is on the show next week, as well as If Walls Could Talk host Mike Siegel will be back again for another visit. I'm Pete Schwabe. This has been Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.